Hello everybody, hello everyone. 1 o'clock in Paris, beautiful Eiffel Towers. Saint-Tillier is like shimmering away. It's that, those 5 minutes at night, it's very, very beautiful. Hi everyone, it's very nice to be here. Subbing for Regina. She's not here, I think she's in Sedona. In the heart of releasing country, thinking of the Sedona method, which is very, very helpful. I'm recording this dub, so maybe you can record it too, because I don't know if this computer will take it. I got a problem with the other computer. Thank you. And today we are going to go over the remaining part of a message. We'll see if we go for if we have time for more. We're gonna go for the second part of a message called "The Cyclone of Love," which is a beautiful message. From what I understand, Cheryl, from the few lines that I caught of your teaching, it seemed that you were not teaching from MTI, but from one of the messages we received, right? Was it like zero code is zero code or something? Because you were talking about the best way, the easiest way. Yes, here we go, of course. These messages are immense, you know? I kind of let them on the side for a while because I've been teaching them in France and, of course, in the States and then in France. And then we went to the Inner Ramana and NTI and it's been a lot through non-duality and Muji and all this stuff. Now that I'm back to these messages, thanks to those Sundays and Regina, it seems that I can open to the beautiful depth they're like laser-like messages. They were intended to go deep in the mind and undo the. They are proposing ways, many angles to undo the knots of mind, the knots of. Manifesting like suffering and stuff like this, and they are great. I'm rediscovering them with you. I'm in awe of these messages. They are really, really amazing. So I'm going to give you a link for this message that we're going to be talking about today. Good. By the way, it's the prompt was to, but by the time our road somehow, a physical road separated with Regina when I came back to France. The deal was to make a book with these messages that we've called the Teachings of Spirit. And well, I think the guidance is coming through again. So we'll do something in French and in English. You know what I'll do? Okay, this is this. I'll do a prayer now. Okay, welcoming all of you within it, welcoming all of you in my heart, where you are, truly, welcoming all of you as one, with the simplicity of and the immediacy of the nowness of being. And I call forth for the Holy Spirit the voice of nowness, the voice of our truth. Just like you said, Cheryl, the voice of the impossibility to forget the truth, the voice for truth, the Holy Spirit, the very present, out of time memory that guides us to the full remembrance and the full abiding as what we are and not as separate individuals, seeming individual, trying to make it in this world of our own imagination. So Holy Spirit, I give you the following hour. I'm very, very grateful for the awareness. I'm very grateful for the practices that you give us and that I put to practice. I'm extremely grateful for my willingness, for the power of my willingness. You call it love alive in the world, and it is, from experience. I'm grateful for all these. I'm grateful for the trust. That is growing, for the willingness and for the awareness. You know, I'm going to give this following hour to this three attribute and the source of this three attribute, which is pure being, pure beingness, pure knowingness. Amen. Hello, Lisa. Is Lisa the only one who cannot open? Hello, Claudette. Who cannot open the link? Is everybody okay with the link? Because you see, I joined the room as admin. I got like upgraded and stuff, so I could. You okay? Okay. Well, I'll give it once again. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. I'm not going to go through what Regina did last week. The message is called the Cyclone of Love. Okay. Again, very, very briefly, a couple of words, because we're going to take it a few paragraphs lower where she stopped. But very briefly, the Holy Spirit was again insisting on that practice that He's been giving us at the time for a few weeks now. And the practice is to will for awareness. You've all heard this. I'll repeat it very briefly. To will for is just to direct the attention, to direct the direction of our wanting towards seeing, towards awareness itself. The wider direction of our wanting? Well, knowing that our wanting is all creating. The source and the power of creation in this manifested world, meaning every single experience without exception, every single ounce of thought, of emotions, of situations, of perception, must be coming on the wings of our desire to have it, of our wanting, of our will for it. This is who we are. There's no way this cannot be the case. There's no way 1 ounce of each single experience of each second of the day is not coming from our desire for it. Once we take full responsibility, which is actually abiding in power as power, what in TI call the process of creation, that is God. Okay, the Course calls this the Son of God. This is the creative potency of beingness. Okay, but these are just words. Once we take responsibility and we understand that everything is coming from us, meaning through our wantings, even if we forget it and all this, once we know this, we can redirect the direction of this wanting towards the experience we want, we truly want. We understood that what we don't want is victim. What we don't want is fear and judgment. What we want at that level, right? What we want is awareness, peace, freedom. So we have this wonderful gift. Understand everything's coming from your will for, or from your willingness, or your wanting, and redirect your wanting towards the source of everything that you really want, which is awareness. Pure awareness. The Course would call it pure spirit. So, one, will for awareness. Two, be grateful for your willing for. Okay. And that whatever we are grateful for will expand in our experience. And, you know, between you and I, gratitude and will for is the same thing. And he wants us to turn that power that is called gratitude, or actually faith in NTI, or here, will for, towards awareness, meaning our true self. And towards, and feel grateful every time we remember to will for. And that would start to create a cyclone. A cyclone. Right? It's like a three parts going on themselves. It's a circle. It's an auto-generating circle of light and power that turns on itself and will just grow just like a flower blooms and grows. This is what we're invited to do. And this is so powerful. At the time we received the message, we were riding on this power, on this practice. And like Regina said last week, everybody we were sharing these messages to were just like riding on that bus. Riding on that self-blooming flower of light, wantings, true wanting, meaning the power of light, the power of the Son of God, and awareness. And again, remember this course lesson, what I want above all else is to see. Okay? Because seeing is the source. Seeingness, knowingness, and beingness are what we are. Okay. So that's what we've been doing, and the Holy Spirit in this message is telling Regina, look, you've been doing this. I want you to be grateful for what you do. And he calls this creation. This was in the first paragraph. You create together when you share in this way. You create what he says, an opposite spinning from the cyclone of fear and hate. And that's the cyclone of love. And you are creating with it, because he cannot do it for us. We must do it through willingness, through wanting, etc. And he says, be grateful now. Take your time to be grateful for what the two of you are doing together. Because this is truly creation. Beautiful. As this rose of love blooming because of all the light and the attention we give it. Instead of giving attention to panic, we give attention to the positive side of the path. Okay. Then after that, Regina talked briefly about like a moment of sadness she was feeling, and the Holy Spirit says, let this sadness pass. What's happening now, while you do the cyclone of love, while you do that? Well, the ego cannot stand in so much light of seeing, of seeingness. It can't. Because the ego is just denial, is darkness. And the ego, you could say, is the personality, is the I thought. So the personality is crumbling away within the light of awareness, within the light that the two of you create. It cannot stand. Personality, ego, fear, conceptualization, all of these, guilt, sin, all of these ideas are just ideas, and they cannot stand in so much light. The idea now is to take the light as yourself and see everything that you create and be grateful for any any piece of personality that comes up, any pattern, any desire that is not the desire to know thyself, just be grateful for anything that comes up. And you're doing a lot for the purpose of awakening. Okay. Let's arrive now at a few paragraphs down to where we're going to start it, where we're going to take it today. The question is, what else would you share with us now? Okay, Regina had this question, this open question. And the Holy Spirit answers, you are learning the difference between thinking and knowing. I would like you to will for seeing subtleties here. As you come to know what you know, you will trust more your knowing. Through this, your thinking will become more useless, and you will lay your desire to think aside. Again, this is total creator. This is total non-victim. We believe that we are victim of our thinking, victim of the thoughts. Say, no. You have all these thoughts because you want them, because you desire to think. Why do you desire to think? Well, we will know a few sentences, that it is within thinking only that we can maintain the perception of being separate. Only within thinking. And it's only within thinking that we can want to be right. We are within thinking because we want to think. And he tells us, no, start to see the difference between clarity, which is coming directly from knowing. And knowing is just another term for oneness. In that case, knowingness, right? When I'm one with something, I know, or there is knowing of this. It's not even a personal knowing. And I know he was like pointing, I had a lot of confusion with trusting the fact that the clarity we were receiving through these practices were not like my own thinking going crazy or stuff like this, you know. And he said, no, you want to start to feel the difference between knowing and thinking. Okay, because thinking is not understanding, actually. Thinking is playing with thoughts. Understanding is before thoughts. I remember we talked about this at some few teachings ago when I was subbing for Regina. You are learning the difference between thinking and knowing. I would like you to will for seeing subtleties here. What happens when we will for seeing subtleties? We will see subtleties. We will see all the ways that our old desire to be separate gets in the way of our clarity. As you come to know what you know, you will trust more your knowing. You will trust more your knowing. Again, you see the cycle, you see the cyclone there, trusting my knowing. What is it? It's stop thinking. Right? Stop using the thinking mind to understand or to get any place, and turn the attention of your will for towards knowingness. Trust your knowing. That's what it does. Again, see the cycle. Don't give your attention outside on form, but give it to the formless. Give it to that which cannot be defined. And trust. Peace, acceptance, all these are exactly like you say, going within and trusting within and loving within. And what do we find within? We find beingness, we find awareness, we find knowingness, pure seeingness. By trusting my knowing, I let go of my thinking. And what he says, through this your thinking will become more useless, and you will lay your desire to think aside. Thinking carries with it the motive of its source. When you are thinking, notice the source of your thoughts. Buried deep below the surface of anything that you think about, there is fear. And it is the fear that you can be wrong. The Course would call that sin. I don't know if you've noticed, if you look very carefully at thinking, first you will see a feeling that comes with it, an agitation, a worry, something that's not quite right. In the depth of thinking, if you really look head on to thinking, to the process of thinking, to the thoughts, you will also find out a vibration of uneasiness within it. It is there. You can call it a feeling or a sensation. And the more you look, the less you will make a difference between thought and feeling or sensation. Let's keep it with feeling. Feeling as a vibration. We know that everything comes from vibration, from a source. Thought is the same. Feeling is the same. It's all vibration. When you look head on, very closely, at what's happening in the thinking mind, there is no more difference between form and mind. It's the same. They're not even separate. They're not even like it. They're not even the same. They are one and the same. Thinking and feeling are one. So you can let go of your thinking through letting go of feeling, for example. But underneath all this is desire. And you can get in touch with the feeling of desire. You can be an acute feeler, or student of feeling, like the Holy Spirit says, of the desire that is underneath. There are two desires. Desires to know thyself, or desire to stop experiencing, and desire to continue to experience what is not natural. And what is not natural is fearful. What is not natural is a vibration that is uneasy. Because we are not separate. So anytime we use thinking, we are using the tool of separation. And within the tool of separation, there's the vibration of sin. There's the vibration of wrongness. When we feel uneasy, we feel, hey, there's something wrong here. That's why I think, actually, I want to think my way out of this uneasiness. But that doesn't work, because uneasiness is thinkingness. Okay. Thinking carries with it the motive of its source. When you are thinking, notice the source of your thoughts. Buried deep below the surface of anything that you think about, there is fear. And it is the fear that you can be wrong. This is very important to see. We cannot ask thinking or understanding, for example, to save us. But that's what we do. And it doesn't work. We believe we have it. As soon as there's the sensation of having it, there's the doubt coming with it. Because the wanting to be right creates the thinking. But wanting to be right comes with wrongness. Wanting to be certain comes with doubt. Wanting to figure it out comes with not knowing. It's the same, it's duality. And the Holy Spirit says, this does not mean that you are wrong for your thinking. It only means that your thinking cannot be your primary concern. Let your thinking think as you stand by and watch. As you watch, wait patiently for your knowing. When it comes, listen only to it. Again, it's very practical. Don't try to even stop your thinking, because trying to stop your thinking is thinking. Who will try to stop thinking? The same one who will try to change anything on the film, in the world, in form. And that is thinking, that is the source of thinking. That is the desire to be separate. That is the controller, the doer, the thinker. Okay. But a way to get there somehow is to will for awareness. The more awareness you notice, the more you abide as awareness, because awareness is peace. And you let thinking think. You let feeling feel. Right? You let the world does its things. You let the dream be dreamt. But you be not a part of it. Okay. And when you do that, this is great. It seems to be a stepping back, right? It seems to be a stepping back movement. But it's not a separating stepping back. Because what we realize, the more we abide as the neutral watcher, the more we realize that, first of all, that our nature is peaceful watching, is peaceful seeing, and that everything that appears within it is within it. You see? I'm not separating myself from the thoughts. I seem to separate myself, but it's not the case. I just stay with awareness. That, sure, on the first, that gives me some kind of a gap, a space between awareness, like where I am, and the thoughts, and the situations, and the feelings. That allows me to carry the attribute of this awareness, which is acceptance and trust, for example. So not fight anymore, and especially not want to do something about what's coming up. Because wanting to do anything is not wanting to know thyself, is wanting not to know thyself, is wanting to continue as an independent doer, meaning fear and sin or wrongness. Because we're not here to fix anything. We're not here to do anything. Just like you wrote earlier, Adele, we're here to be. Actually, here, even this world is within being, and that's us. As long as we will continue on the wings of doing, especially on wanting to change or wanting to fix, we will be identified with this fixing, with this doing. We would call this fixing or this doing or this wanting, we would call it I. And that I is not the space-like awareness that is total. That's what we do to us every time we choose to act, to engage in thinking. Okay, we engage in doing, we engage in wanting to change, we engage in judging. You know, it's all or nothing experience. Not just a little bit here, a little bit there. But the immense gift is that underneath all this is a dance of desires. Two of them. Which one are you going to choose? Go within or stay without? And sure, this is still a step. For beingness is neither within nor without. It just is. And everything would happen within it somehow. Okay. But as steps, these steps are very, very helpful. To turn within, right in power. I'm not victim. I have been wanting to perceive myself as victim. Let me change that wanting, the direction of this wanting, towards awareness, towards what I am. And let that awareness expand in my experience. And let me taste the fruit of that expansion. and be grateful for it. Let your thinking think as you stand by and watch. As you watch, wait patiently for your knowing. When it comes, listen only to it. You see, another practice, wait patiently as you watch. You see, there's no doing here. Watching is not a doing. Waiting is not a doing. Being patient is not a doing. And knowing is not a doing. We're not talking about intellectual knowing. We're talking about direct knowing. Recognizing clarity. You see, all these terms are about stop doing. And if you can't, stop wanting to do. Stay with what is. Stay with watching. Stay with patience. Stay with waiting. Meaning stay with forgiveness. Watch, wait, and don't do anything. Especially don't judge, don't think. Next question. Laurent has a question. I'm not sure his question has been answered. You know, I couldn't even tell you what was my question. But I'm sure the answer is going to be very helpful for us. Laurent is reaching clarity, and he's still afraid to trust his own clarity. Let his wanting be focused on trust, that he may see more easily what he already knows. In this sentence, that is not for Laurent, that's for all of us, is again insisting on that auto-blooming flower, on that circle of light circling itself, just like a spiral. Instead of going outward, go inward with the spiral. It's the same spiral, but go back inward. How do you do that? Remember that attention or wanting creates the whole thing. Okay, so let your wanting be focused on trust. See, again, this is something that is not... Trust is not really a form. Okay. Wanting is a form. Yes, wanting is a vibration, and you can get in touch with it. It's a sensation. When you see it, you can let it go, you can drop it, you can turn it around, you can drop the wrong wanting, okay, and direct it towards trust and gratitude, just like you said. So what happens when I focus my wanting on trust? I see more easily what I already know. I see, okay, it goes with it. Trust goes with seeing. Why? Because the other way around, doubt goes with not seeing. It is very logical. When I'm within the thinking mind, I'm within the landmark of doubt. And that doubt is a cover over clarity. The Course says, above all else I want to see. To say these words means nothing. To mean them is everything. So a great way to mean it is to see how much I don't want to see and not judge this. Okay. What happens when I see that I don't want to see? I'm in seeing. I'm in the wanting to see. That his wanting be focused on trust that he may see. See what? He see more easily what he already knows. We all already know everything. We are pure knowingness. We are pure awareness that knows everything, but that's direct knowledge. We're not talking about crumbs of understanding. We're talking about direct knowing. Being one with everything is direct knowing. If we want to know anything about anything, just direct our attention onto it. Tell him to feel for clarity and for confusion, and you do the same. When you feel confusion within your thought, do not stop. Okay, I'll stop here because this is huge. When you feel for clarity and for confusion, what does it mean? It means drop from the thinking and stay with feeling. Again, that's another aspect of thinking, by the way, but it's a more subtle aspect, and it's closer to the source of thinking. The source of thinking is a vibration. Okay? And you will more easily get there through feeling the vibration than thinking these vibrations. So whenever you get clarity, instead of staying in the clear concepts that your mind is shooting, stay in the vibration of clarity. And when you feel confusion, look at the vibration of confusion, the feeling of confusion. Feel it, don't think it. Because when you feel it, you move towards trust, towards acceptance, towards something that doesn't need to be done. Okay? Within thinking is the land of doing, artificial doing, of the doer, of the fixing. It can be nice, but to maintain it is a lot of effort. It's a lot of effort. Right before this teaching tonight, I felt and saw how much effort I'm making to maintain the perception of exteriority, of outsideness. This takes a lot of effort. To maintain separation in place, it's a lot of efforts. And those efforts are efforts from the mind, from thinking, from the source vibration, from the vibratory source of the thinking mind, is all these efforts to maintain that window outside of me. For this is not natural, my friends. The window is within being. And I am being, so it's within myself. But to keep the seeming solidity of that perception outside of me takes a lot of effort. We want to, through this invitation, if we follow the Holy Spirit, we want to look at this effort and let it go. Where is it happening? It's happening within thinking. And within thinking, there's doing, fixing, and refusing. Refusing is a lot of effort. But refusing, you can know it by thinking, and I've been doing that, but it's very dangerous because the forces there are quite solid, quite strong. And when I'm in the thinking, I'm in the surface of things. So I'm not grounded at all. Move from thinking to feeling and feel the vibration of refusing what is. Feel the vibration of refusing what is. Feel it. And you move closer to letting it go through seeing. Okay. For those who have ears, hear this invitation. Tell him to feel for clarity and for confusion, and you do the same. When you feel confusion within your thought, do not stop. Trust that clarity is on the way. Move through the confusion looking at each thought, but also let each thought pass by. When you see clarity, you will know it. You know that you will. You have become skilled at recognizing confusion, resistance, and clarity, and you see the path that they take. First, there is confusion and a gasping for air. Then resistance that tries to hold you back, followed by a breakthrough in clarity. Okay, I must explain you just a little bit here. This has really been the way at the time 3 years ago, and it's still now. What's really happening? If I don't trust my clarity, it means that clarity is here, but I'm in the surface realm. I'm in the realm of thinking. Meaning, I enjoy clarity as crumbs. Instead of enjoying the full cake, I stay with thinking, within thinking. And within thinking, there's doing and there's separation. So he's really inviting me to drop from thinking to feeling, which is much closer to the awareness of God. Okay, which is why maybe women, I would say women are closer, because they're more natural at feeling. Okay, but anyway, what he says is that if I don't trust clarity, how can I say this? Because again, it's a practice. All of these lines are not meant to be nice words, but they're meant to be very dynamical practice. Okay, trust that clarity is on the way. What does it mean? It means when you feel confusion, don't keep your attention where you don't want to go, meaning confusion. Don't keep your attention on fear, trying to fix fear. That's what the mind does. When you do that, the source underneath this, meaning the will for or the gratitude, will just have that which you're trying to avoid expand. So you must change ways, you must go within, you must will for something else than fear. You must put your gratitude somewhere else, because you must create another experience than the experience of being unanchored. That's very fearful. Okay, so what you do, you trust, when you're in confusion, you trust that clarity is coming. See what I mean? When you feel that confusion is arriving, meaning doubt, don't try to cut the doubt. Embrace the doubt, but choose trust while you embrace it. This is the way to peace. Move through the confusion looking at each thought, but also let each thought pass by, because they're not important. When you see, by the way, you will be able to let each thought pass by if you start being interested in feeling instead of thinking. Because when we are in thinking, the thoughts are very important. Right? The meanings of the thought becomes very important. Why drop to the feeling? Because the thoughts are meaningless. And if I hold on to a positive thought, well, the negative is around the corner. Because meaning, right, is conceptual, is verbal. And meaning carries both sides. It's within duality. You cannot keep away the negative and stay with the positive. You can't, because the efforts to keep the negative away is actually desiring the negative away. So when I desire, I want the negative away, what do? I keep the negative because I want it. And that's how I trap myself. Every time I refuse something, it persists. Whatever I resist persists, that's exactly what it means. See the mechanism of resistance, persistence, of wanting something away. Don't do that. This is more suffering. Embrace whatever's coming. You cannot do anything about what's coming. You can do something about your perception of it. So look at the doubt and choose trust. And let the thoughts pass, because they're not important. They're meaningless concepts. Let them pass. When you see clarity, you will know it. You know that you will. You have become skilled at recognizing confusion, resistance, and clarity. And you see the path that they take. First, there's the confusion and a gasping for air. That's how I would say used to happen. Still happens. With less glue, but the path is the same. Let's say I'm in clarity, you know, it's fine, and then some thought of confusion arrives and I start to battle against it. I say, no, I don't want this thought. As soon as I do that, what am I doing? I'm asking confusion to be my experience now, and I put fire on it by not wanting it. Or by wanting it away. Use wanting it away, so you will really see that when you don't want something, you're actually asking for it to be here more important. You are turning the cyclone not on love and trust and awareness, but on judgment and refusal. So you'll get more of that cyclone of refusing and judging, which is fear and sin and doing and being unanchored. So, confusion and a gasping for air, panic. Panic is terror, right? Then resistance. What is resistance? Resistance is a form of fear that is protecting fear. Okay? Actually, the course lessons today talks about this. You know, terror becomes hate, for example, and hate becomes like a blanket that protects my fear. Why? Because my fear protects me. I believe this thing. I believe that fear protects me. Right? It protects me against annihilation or some stuff like this. So I keep fear. I keep fear in place. How do I keep fear? I do a cover of hate or cover of doubt. You know, it's good to see within what I'm doing to myself because I'm responsible. If fear is here, it's because I want it to be here. Hate, because I want hate to be here. When I see this, I direct the focus of my wanting somewhere else, on trust, for example, on clarity, on awareness. Then resistance that tries to hold you back, followed by a breakthrough in clarity. And this is a great practice. You've seen this enough time to trust in confusion that clarity is on the way, and to celebrate in resistance that a breakthrough is about to occur. See how great it is? But it takes practice. It takes will for doing what it tells us to do. Whenever there's confusion, trust. Trust what? That it's gonna pass, that it's nothing, that it's meaningless, and that clarity is on the way. And when you're into resistance, celebrate within resistance that a breakthrough is about to occur. So whenever you feel confusion, choose to trust. If you need to know what to trust, for those of us who need confirmation, justification, thinking, more thinking, he gives us a reason to trust. Clarity is on the way. Okay. Sure, it's a teaching that is within the realm of time. And he says, trust time instead of fearing time. Trust time. Time is nothing. I'm everything. If you trust that clarity is coming, clarity will be coming. Why? Because you decided so. You're a creator. How? Through vibration, through willing for. When you trust in confusion, you decide to turn your creative power towards trust more than towards confusion. When you try to fix confusion, to get away from confusion, to want confusion away, what you do, what you create, is more confusion. This is really a message about, see how you get caught in your creative process, and see what is it that you're really choosing. What do you choose to create with that power of love that you have, that you are, which is called attention? Where do you put your attention? On confusion? On resistance? Or on trust and celebration? Okay. Next, Regina, as the scribe, is saying, I'm not feeling finished. Why is that? I kind of remember, you know, I was in Paris at the time. She was in North Carolina. That was a few weeks, maybe, before I would just give up my apartment and decide to move to North Carolina in that Christmas time, the December. So maybe this is around November, I feel. And we had these very intense conversations. By the way, the conversation was so intense that we were creating this cyclone of love, just like he says in the first paragraph, with the two of us sharing in this way. Sharing in this way is really expanding the source of the sharing. And it's not sharing to convince, it's not sharing to be loved or to be approved. It is direct sharing from clarity, very free, very enthusiastic, with a lot of gratitude for the relationship, a lot of gratitude for the awareness, a lot of gratitude for the clarity. And that gratitude gives more of all this. I remember I had such wonderful experiences, wonderful openings on the phone. Regina might hear this teaching tonight, and she'll before posting it on her site. And I'm sure she'll remember. I remember that time. It's very nice. It was just beautiful to be bathed and immersed, just like babies, discovering clarity and those high vibrations and the fact that we were responsible for them. This was very, very touching. And we were feeling even more grateful for the two of us. And during these moments, there were no questions, of course. But then the question would just come back, a few minutes after that. Or days after, and I would ask Regina some more questions for the Holy Spirit. So I don't really remember what I was asking, but the importance is really not the question, but the answer. And here's the last answer of the paragraph of this message. You want an answer that I'm not willing to give, says the Holy Spirit. But I do not give out of love and because of your willingness. I have given you tools, and you have given yourself the situations. All that's in your way now is fear or distrust. The antidote to distrust is trust and patience. And then again, trust. Focus your eyes on the progress. Practice everything I give to you. Through this, everything else will follow. And it is by seeing how it comes that you will realize the truth of what you are and who you have always been. It's very beautiful. So again, you remember last week, I think Regina was talking about a message that was called Ask from Knowing. So we start the practice of not being separate from knowledge, because we're not separate from knowledge or knowingness. We are knowingness, but we forgot it. Or to put it more more responsible way, we have wanted and still choosing this old wanting to experience separation from knowledge. Okay, forgetfulness is just one of the echoes of this desire to be separate. That is still going on in the mind, and that we're still choosing, and the Holy Spirit says, look, you're still choosing that desire, and that's what creates your suffering, your experience of suffering, because you choose your perception through desire. You choose your beliefs through desiring to believe it, to hold on to these thoughts, to these meaningless words. And he says, don't ask from that place of separation, from that place of desiring to be small. Ask from knowing, meaning ask from full-blown willingness to remember who you are. And that full-blown willingness to remember, which is full desire, NTI Revelation calls it bent on desire, is coming directly from the true desire of the self comes from the highest vibration of self, from pure awareness. That's just a way of speaking, because this is still in duality terms, right? So when I remember what I want and I ask from this, then I'm not asking as victim, okay? And maybe my questions were. I'm sure that my questions were actually, they seem very interesting, but they were still basked within the vibrations of I don't know, I'm separate from knowing, I'm separate from the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't know. I need an outside source to quench my thirst for knowing. When I do that, what is it that I'm creating? I'm creating more of being of this of the perception of aloneness. I'm creating more of the perception of separation. I'm creating more of the world seeming outside of me. And that's effort to create all this. But we don't even know it's effort. We've just grown accustomed to this. I have given you tools and you have given yourself the situations. You see, not one sentence he talks to us as victims. No. He gives us the clarity, the little jewels here and there, and we create with this. Even if the Course calls it not a creation, he does. And I like it. Especially for those who feel like victim or powerless. It's not powerless, it's full power. And when you stay more, when you trust this power, this awareness, this wantings, this true desire, when you get closer and closer to one of the attributes of beingness, which is omnipotent. The other ones are omniscient and then omnipresent. Meaning there's only one power here, only one knowing, and only one presence that doesn't leave room for 25 of us, for 25 powers, just one. The antidote to distrust is trust and patience, and then again trust. Focus your eyes on the progress. Why? Because if I focus my eyes on how unworthy I am, the focus of my eyes is what I'm asking to live as an experience. The focus of my eyes. And the focus of my eyes is an effect of my wantings, of my choice of desire. Why am I looking in this way? There's nothing I can do about looking in this way because it already happened. It's past. But in the now moment, I can always choose again. I can choose to accept and focus my gaze on the acceptance instead of what I'm accepting, but on acceptance. Trusting. Focus your eyes on the progress. Practice everything I give to you. Through this, everything else will follow. And it is by seeing how it comes that you will realize the truth of what you are and who you have always been. It's by seeing how it comes. You see, it's a full-blown message on power. On our power, our very present power right now. Each thought that every one of you accepts now manifests just like this in your world. And if you're still afraid to see the immediacy of creation, so you create time, which is delay. And that delay between wanting and seeing whatever I wanted allows you to think, allows us to think, that we're a victim of it. That's what time is for the ego. Okay? We can reverse the whole thing because it's just ideas. If we look at them, if we approach them, with the right teacher, with the right pair of glasses. It is by seeing how it comes that you will realize the truth of what you are and who you have always been. It is 2 o'clock now in Paris. And again, I was very grateful to step in for you, Regina, and to be bathed in that message that I might be sharing tomorrow. I don't know if Claudette is still here. Yes, she's listening to the French Bell Talk on Mondays. This is a very important practice, what we're giving here. And it's coming back now in our awareness. It's not for nothing. It's not by chance. Much love to all of you guys. Bye.